Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight again. This is the Faro Wizards. I'm Alvin, aka Dr. Feelaverage.
I'm Mike. They're too long farts.
And we play Nintendo 64 games, so you don't have to. And this week is our second hockey game. It's NHL Breakaway 98. So, a sports game. We haven't had one of those in a hot minute.
Which is weird, considering how many there are.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a backload of them. This is actually, I believe, the first hockey game to show up on Nintendo 64.
I think 3D Wayne Gretzky's 3D hockey, not 98, but the first one came out before this.
Really?
Because there was only two 3D hockeys, Wayne Gretzky's 3D hockey and Wayne Gretzky's 3D hockey 98. So I'm gonna have to guess that 90 or the first one came out before 98 when this one came out.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know for
Maybe.
sure.
That's why we're playing them all.
Well, that's
So
okay.
that
Yeah.
at the end we know the answers to the questions from 45 episodes ago.
Right. So, like, when we revisit this game, when we play Wayne Gretzky's 3D Hockey 98 sometime in the next 3 to 5 years, we'll remember this episode fondly. Or not. Anyway, aside from my attempt to give a fact about this game, what do you know about it?
Developed by Iguana, published by Acclaim, February 26, 1998. Alvin, this was also in development for the Sega Saturn, but publisher Acclaim pulled all of their Sega Saturn support before its release. They had no faith in Sega Saturn as a platform moving forward, and Acclaim stopped making games for it.
A wise decision, as the Sega Saturn was completely useless. Yeah, so a sports game that came out in the year on the title.
Yeah, weird. I mean, close because it actually came out in 97 on PlayStation, but it
Right.
did, but then, yeah, later on N64.
Well, the joys
This.
of Nintendo 64 is that most of the games came out on a different thing ahead of time, unless it has like the Nintendo official seal of quality on it.
Yeah. You were correct, though, that this did beat all the mainline, EA NHL games to the system because the first one of those was 99. I believe we played that, didn't we?
Yep,
I think we
99
played that.
was, yes, 99 we did play that mishmash, horrible looking, but all right hockey game.
And that is a fun, this is like a fun break point then because 98, so NHL 98 for EA was still on Genesis and NES. And thinking about 1998, Super Nintendo and Genesis games is wild to my brain.
Yeah.
Was almost 2000. We were still getting brand new games.
Well, sports games tend to drag out the life of a system quite a bit. Because there is an entire demographic of gamer that only plays the sports games. And they're not interested in the next gen systems if they can continue to play on the old ones. So there's a market for it. I don't know what to call them. Because, I mean, it's not nerds. Sports nerds? What's a sports nerd? Like,
Oh, sports nerd is pretty accurate, isn't
Dennis Miller's.
it? Dennis Miller's.
We're going to call him Dennis Miller's
Yes.
from here on out. Put that on a shirt. I don't know. We got to merchandise this. We're not making any money here. Not a single person has tried to buy our podcast for $50,000, and it's a little disappointing because we're not bad enough to make people want to pay us to stop, but we're not good enough to capitalize on our efforts.
And all of our merchandise ideas are just putting a t-shirt that says Dennis Miller on the front of it.
Sports nerds are all Dennis Miller.
Oh, I thought we were just going to
no,
put Dennis Miller on the
no.
shirt, which was funnier than me.
That's a thing that you would do. And that would be funny for you.
Yeah.
But that is such an inside joke to just this episode on this podcast that, yeah. Anyway, let's do a video game review, shall we? We have a 5-category scale. It is gameplay. Hold on, I got it in my head. I'm doing this off memory. And we've done it like 1,000 times. Gameplay, story, replay value, aesthetics, and value. And as always, we start with the gameplay. I gave the gameplay on this game a 15 out of 20.
Which was wrong. And I gave it a 7 out of 20, 55%.
So aside from the fact that you're not good at sports games, why did you give it such a low score?
Well, it's like the love child of the game we talked about, Wayne Gretzky's 3D hockey, and then the classic mainline NHL games. But it's like the least of both worlds instead of the best of both worlds. Like, it has the boost checking and physics of Wayne Gretzky's without all the arcadey like action stuff. And then it isn't a polished enough experience from like the full sim of the – I thought the NHL 99 we played was a better sim game than this. And some of the like checking and skating stuff is fun, but it doesn't necessarily translate to a better game. So we'll start there. I'm not going to keep going because I'll just keep being, you know, this will be all negativity if I keep going. So.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can. Yeah.
My phone went to sleep. So I'm sitting here trying to like talk and it didn't translate. So we had a little dead air there. But that's okay because we're professionals and we move on. What I was trying to say was this game felt much more natural to me than NHL 99 did in terms of how everything controlled. And I really liked the momentum-based checking and the fact that the players have size and weight depending on the character. That was a nice thing that really didn't get out of the last game. I don't know anything about the Wayne Gretzky game. I have not played the Wayne Gretzky game, so I'm not going to be able to compare it. That being said, setting up plays and stuff like that, I don't know. Just the actual gameplay of it felt, like I said, really good. This was a easy pick up and play for me after I just tweaked some of the controls. I didn't like the layout they had. The C buttons are always going to be foreign to me, so I changed them around a little bit to the buttons that I more naturally feel inclined to push when I'm playing a hockey game, because I play a lot of hockey games. I play them every year, so I have certain expectations of what button does what. But like I changed the boost button to the shoulder button because that is one that needs to be used a lot, and I didn't want to have to keep using the C buttons to do that, because then you got to take your hands off the fingers off the important buttons, which are A and B for shooting and passing, etc., that type of thing. Once I did that, honestly, the game flowed a lot better. It's just the controls are all completely mappable. Any button can do pretty much anything, with the exception of the Z and L button is locked to one thing that doesn't matter. But control wise, like I said, it needed some tweaking, but I really just liked the physics of it. And I like I said, I don't know. It felt really natural trying to set things up. The AI on defense is a lot better than many hockey games. On offense, God damn it, I don't know why, but they are constantly going off sides. Like, absurd amounts. Like, I had, like, 20... Like, the worst one I had 24 offsides. Personally, on my team. I don't know, the computer did it a bunch, too, but I had 24 offsides. So, I was even considering turning offsides off just because of how annoying that particular thing was. But Other than that, like I said, the computer does a good job. If you take a defenseman and run them, all the way up to the goal, the computer does a good job adjusting, moving forwards back to cover the defenseman. They hold their position well. You can pick, different strategies and things like that. All of that worked, like I said, it worked really well. I was surprised with the amount of depth that was there if you really wanted to dig into it. So that's why I gave it what I gave it.
I also, so well, some of that stuff is fine. I know we actually, this is one of the few times we actually got to play two copies of a game because I have a few copies of this game. So I don't know who the previous owner of this copy is, bless their heart. But on mine, offsides were actually turned off when I started. So I didn't have any of that problem. And then when I went in and tweaked the option, I'm like, why is offsides off? And then I turned them on and then experienced the exact same thing you did, where everything was offsides because the computer has no idea where the puck is in relation to where they should be when it crosses the blue line. But so it was actually a blessing at first because the game actually ran a little faster. The curse part of that is the enormously long pause that happens when you do things that require face off, because a lot of times you're also going to get a visual line change, which is
Yes.
unskippable, or at least a good 75% of it is unskippable, no matter how much you jam on the buttons. So get used to seeing your guys slowly climbing over the glass to change lines over and over and over again, especially after a lot of offsides calls. The only other thing that comes with is like the shooting mechanic. It didn't feel good. I don't want to say it's broken, but like it didn't seem like the amount of button press equaled power for shooting. Like there was times where I could just tap B and I'd get a full strength shot. And then there were other times where I would hold it for a whole slap shot and not get a full strength shot, even with nobody screening the puck in front, which was, I mean, they did a good job. Your teammates do a good job of like screening, even though I don't know if it has an effect on AI at this point in video game history, but you know, it is what it is, and it was there, and they did it. But it didn't feel intuitive. Shooting didn't feel, it didn't feel natural.
Well, and I agree the shooting is definitely a difficult part, but I'm not going to lie to you. The shooting on every hockey game feels like shit until they actually employed like the right stick being, how you dictate the power. Like all of the push button shooting on every fucking hockey game is garbage. It's just that's just the way it is. You can vaguely choose a direction and you can vaguely choose a power, but beyond that there's not much. But a lot of it had to do and this is probably a matter of they were trying to, keep an authentic, realistic simulation style mechanic there, where if you are like, in a bad position where that shot's going to be a backhand, you get no power off of it, even though the graphics are not good enough for you to be able to, specifically position your player in the way that you're supposed to. There are ways to get around it. Like if you use the backward skating mechanic, you can make sure you're squared up on the goal and that helps you to get the full power shots off. But you're absolutely right. The shooting is sketchy, and your best bet is to either catch rebounds, hit one-timers, or just absolutely like crash the net and just smother him with shots. And that's how I won most of my games, is just an overwhelming like offense, because falling back to play defense was actually like way better for a game called like Breakaway. Breakaways were not a very effective way to score, though they did give you bonus points apparently, but we'll get into the points system later. But yeah, breakaway goals, I think it was actually an option in the menus that you could turn it on, like breakaway goals worth more points. And at first I'm like,
Yeah.
wait, more goals? I'm like, that would be wrong. But no, it's more like points.
Yeah, more breakaway. The only other thing was this. There's one thing that reminded me of that. was it Quarterback Club 98, which is the football game we played? Quarterback
Yeah,
Club?
we played that, and then we played a Madden.
Oh, we did play a Madden too. Let's still, it was the first one, so it had to been Quarterback Club.
Yes.
If you're playing from the default camera angle, which is straight up and down, goal on the bottom, goal on the top, and the puck elevates, there is zero way to see how high it is in the air. The
yep.
puck, until it gets really, really high, which does happen on occasion where it gets ridiculously high in the air, but when it's just normal foot, between a foot and 5 feet, you can't tell, and it, like, I don't want to say it bogs the game down, but it does this weird thing where it makes the game feel like it's in zero gravity for like a few seconds, because the puck's moving at a slower speed than it normally is, but everybody else is moving at a different speed. And it's because that's the only time you can realize, oh, the puck's up in the air. It's not going up. It's not going forward and backward. It's going up and down. It's moving it. And like I said, all those things combined just led to me not, I just liked NHL better, I guess.
Well, I'm also going to point out that that was also a thing in NHL. All of these semi-2D sports games have a really difficult time with elevation. They don't handle it well, because there was no real Z-axis for them to use on there. Like, a puck up in the air is just, you know, an animation of the puck up in the air. It's not like, you know, a physics thing. So that's just a consistent problem on these old hockey games, is anytime they try to have puck elevation, it doesn't translate well, especially from either like the isometric or the top down view. I didn't actually turn it to a side view because I can't stand playing side scrolling hockey games.
Yeah, unless what kind it's of masochist like, fucking plays that unless it's blood hockey.
Exactly. It's gotta be some sort of like real arcadey style thing for that to be enjoyable, in my opinion. But I forgot. I did change the camera angle to keep it set at a certain one, because I felt like it was trying too hard to move with the play, and it was getting too much zooming in and zooming out. And I'm like, no, I just want one consistent angle. So I switched it to, like, I think it was like medium view, I think was the name. But there's, and this has been a thing with hockey too, like, a lot of hockey games have a ton of different camera angles, and I don't fucking know why. Like, I don't know why that was a hockey thing. Because, like, the football games get it too, but I don't think anybody ever thinks about it, because Madden pretty much said, no, this is the way football should be played. And everyone's like, we agree. Football is a, you know, straight up and down the field sport. It's not so much a left and right sport. So, makes sense. Hockey, you got to really be all directions at once. So that top down view is the way to go. But yeah, no, you're right. I mean, this is all kind of leeching into other categories, but how you perceive the game can definitely affect how it plays. So, but yeah, you're right. No, the puck elevation thing was not great, but it wasn't great on NHL 99, and it won't be great on any of the other ones either.
Fine. I'll just let you tell me I'm bad at hockey games, and you can sit and watch unskippable line changes, and we'll all be happy.
Well, that's not a gameplay thing so much as it is an aesthetics thing, but
well, how many times I have to press A to get to the next face off is part of my gameplay, so.
If you say so. Anyway, there's more categories, and we've talked about this one a lot. But let's go on to story. Obviously, there's no, like, story. It's a sports game, so we're evaluating on the season. I gave it a 13 out of 20.
I gave it 11 out of 20, 60%.
So we're in the same ballpark. You can run, like, a continuous, I guess you can call it, franchise mode. I didn't play enough to see if there were retirements. I don't think there are. I think you just keep playing with the rosters that there is. But that being said, there are prospects that you can bring in. And one of the basically the coolest, like, signature feature of this season mode is the breakaway points, which we briefly mentioned earlier. Basically, for like winning games and doing certain things, you get points, and you can use those points to improve your team via hiring a coach or drafting a prospect, or I guess you can call it drafting because there's not like a formal draft either after a season is complete. But yeah, so yeah, it has that's kind of your management thing because there's not like a salary cap to worry about. You do get, a character creator, which is good. You get a what's the other thing? You can trade players. Once again, the free agent thing I didn't get into because I had no reason to like cut a player because I didn't play enough seasons to basically overwhelm my team, and I didn't see a lot of like after the first season, no other team cut any players, so there were no free agents. So I'm assuming that's just where the creative player goes. But so it's not like a very hardcore like simulator, but it does do some cool things to get you to give you a sense of progression. Also, it has a like a hot and cold player system too, which is kind of a cool feature that sometimes shows up in modern games and then it goes away and then they bring it back and nobody's decided whether or not they want to keep that. I know the modern hockey games have actual line chemistry, which can affect your players' stats and stuff like that. So that's also in the game is the hot cold player thing. Not so much line chemistry.
Well, you're going to get more hot cold player because that's an acclaimed staple of these this generation of games. I know we played All-Star Baseball one year or another, and that also had hot cold players because that was an acclaimed game as well.
I like it. I think that's a cool feature, and I think I don't want to say that it adds to the realism, but it does give you like, incentives to keep change your rosters up and change your lineups up.
And like you touched on, obviously full NHL licensing, teams, players, association, everybody's in this thing. That's cool. And they also have international teams added, which is not always a staple of hockey games. It is now, but it wasn't then. A lot of times you just got the all-star teams and the regular NHL teams, and that was it. So that's pretty cool. Like you said, full seeded mode, the breakaway points is the coolest thing in the game. Don't really have a whole lot extra. There was no create a team, which is kind of like you said, create a player. So the first thing after there's a create a player, I always look for create a team because if you're going to do a franchise, why not give it your own stupid name and go on from there? There's not, but create a player is there, so good enough. I did like the injuries. Even in exhibition games, injuries were present, so that's cool. I had a person get a broken bursa sac and was out for 17 days, and that made me laugh. So that made me once again think of blood hockey. So.
They did not have Nashville. And I'm trying to think because I thought like Florida came in the same year as Nashville, but maybe they came after. I didn't look to see if they had the Wild either. So maybe Minnesota and Nashville came in 99 because they were in NHL 99. I know that for a fact.
Yes.
So we were a year out from the two I forgot the name of the owner of the Wild, but basically it was his brainchild was, well, the only way we're going to get a team in Minnesota is if we balance it out with a team down south. So how about Nashville?
You
So,
have bargained with Canada. Canada could use another team.
well,
Bring back the whale. No.
Canada thinks they could use another team, but they got to have their own division this year, and it was basically a cherry picking to let Toronto win a division because they're never going to do it on their own. So, unless they play
Hey.
against all the Canadian teams, in which case, hey, you're going to win a division. Decades of losing have worked well for Toronto, as well as COVID. Less so for Edmonton.
Take that, top fans in Canada. There's like three of you. Your
I
teams
will say,
suck.
I checked our demographics. Canada's up to 2%. So we've had an increase in Canadian followers. So
But they are
yippee.
like 50% of our Facebook page top fans, so.
That's true. The Facebook page is kind of its own thing. Like you should have your own like podcast on Facebook. Just do a bunch of
Yeah.
lives.
Maybe we'll do a live unboxing of you and I unboxing the basement to find the video games we need to do the podcast.
Well, I did create an unboxing video for my Xbox Series X, and I can't upload it to Facebook because it's too long, because apparently an 8-minute video is too long.
So there, those will be our first two
Yeah, if we
videos.
ever make a YouTube channel, we'll
We'll
just do
see.
unboxings of things that we already own.
Yes.
Reboxing,
We do reboxing
oh, I like that. You can box things up to sell it.
videos. I had to rebox all my systems to move them. I should have did videos. What was I thinking?
What were you thinking? Well, good news. You still own them. You can still do this.
Well, I guess.
See, that's the fun part about retro games is that nobody knows what year it actually is.
Or if anybody wants them at any point. Like, I don't even know if I want my own stuff right now.
Just put a listing on eBay, be like, anybody want this? And then don't say what it is.
Yeah.
Just have a box, an empty or a box full of just junk you don't want.
So, a question mark on the front.
All the dollar sports games that you can't get rid of any other way.
Hey, I actually sold a lot of stuff. I put a huge box of doubles together like 3 years ago, and I'm like, look, this is like $900 worth of stuff retail. Anybody want to buy this for like four? And I got a guy in Michigan that's like, yeah. But he's like, but I don't want to pay the shipping. I'm like, all right, well, he was willing to pay $450. I'm like, let's make it four, and I'll pay the $80 in shipping. And hot damn, I got rid of all of them that I bought Super Bowling. That was it. That's what I bought.
You traded it all in for one. Well, we'll get to Super Bowling someday.
One game.
Someday. That'll be a game that hopefully we can do when we can actually record in the same house, which honestly isn't even a COVID thing anymore. Now it's just, I don't know, you're moving.
Yeah. Got to get there 3 days and then I'm there now.
Woo.
Ooh. All right.
Well, then it'll just be a scheduling thing. That's what it comes down to. Most of our problems are schedule based. That's why you
We'll
get episodes on Monday morning, because Sunday is the only day that we can make this happen.
but
But
it
yeah,
happens.
we do make it happen.
All right, make a commercial happen.
Make a commercial happen. Done. And we're back. And at the time of this recording, the Edmonton Oilers just blew a 4-1 lead and are now going into overtime against the Jets. And it was pretty funny because Mike Smith deserves it.
was he goaltending from the other end of the ice?
No, he was in goal, but he was, you could tell, it just right underneath his glove, and he's all like, he wanted to be like mad and blame somebody else, but he just whiffed it.
Oh
Was
yeah.
great. It was great.
Did
So
Washington come back? That's what I was watching
no
before we
no no no
started.
no Washington is gone.
Oh.
Fortunately, Boston's still in it, but that's okay because I don't need any of those teams to win. One of them had to lose, and I guess It was a bittersweet either way. I don't know. I'm right now fully invested in the Carolina Nashville series. Nashville just won that game in double overtime, and I don't know what else I care about. I mean, it'd be cool if the Jets do well, but it's hard. It's hard when your team's not in the playoffs, but
Yeah.
I have Nashville as a backup for now, so it works for me. As long as it's not Pittsburgh, I guess everybody wins.
I remember your pre-playoff was that 20-1 money on the Panthers was fun money, and I took that to
Oh,
heart. So
that's right. I forgot. Yeah. Panthers, well, I know they haven't been swept. I know the Blues got swept, which is always sweet. Of course, it was swept by Colorado, which, you know, I don't like so many hockey teams. Like, you pretty much got, like, I hate every team that was in the, you know, division formerly known as the Central. And then, hate all of the teams in the well, all the
East,
other divisions.
Northeast, yeah.
The well, not all the divisions are like the Scotiabank Dominoes Credit Union Discover Card Bank of America division for
Formerly known as Philadelphia and New York. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all changing back, and none of it matters. This is another one of those seasons that, like, it's a non-canonical season for the NHL. It's like any lockout or strike year is it don't count. So,
It's like Final Fantasy X2.
well, that's part of the story. This is something else. This is like
I thought X2 was its own thing.
well, it is
X
its
was
own
its thing.
It is its own game, but it finished the story that X forgot to finish. Had such a bad ending that nobody liked. Anyway, but we're doing hockey, and we're doing
Replay.
Breakaway 98, and I gave the replay a 15 out of 20.
I gave it a 12 out of 20, 67.5% of the points.
Gave it 12 out of 20.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's got four player multiplayer, which is works actually pretty well on hockey games. It has a season mode where you can, you know, play multiple seasons. It's not super deep like some of them where you got retirements and drafts. There's not a create a team feature, so you can pick one of the, God, how many teams were there in this year? Like 28, 30, probably 28.
I guess 28, yes.
Yeah. So you can pick one of those teams, and you can do all that jazz with those. And so it's not, like I said, it doesn't have all the perks of a full sim, but it does have the breakaway points, and it does have you can trade players and bring in prospects, stuff like that. So there's definitely replayability on the single player side of things, but I don't know. It's like I said, if you enjoy the hockey game, it's got some life in it, and multiplayer is always what's going to give you life after you get bored playing by yourself. So I think it does okay in that regard.
It does do okay. But as I've said in previous sports game reviews, you could probably play this particular game forever in a vacuum, but only a madman picks a single sports game from a singular year and never upgrades to the next year when there's 15 plus sports games a year on this system across all the sports. So to say that this replay value is anything higher than a year's worth is. It's unjust to the gamer.
See, that makes all sports games absolutely unreviewable by your score because you have a hard cap that isn't the max.
Don't. This actually got less than what I gave the other ones.
Right.
Because it doesn't have created team or
Right.
fantasy draft.
But once again, I'm saying there is a hard cap for you. You can't get to 20 points and be a sports game.
Well, sure you can.
Oh yeah.
Just maybe not a numbered simulation sports game. You might cap out at 16 with those. It is what it is. Platformers might cap out on 16 for gameplay for me too.
This is all science.
Is. That's why it's I have the numbers in front of me. It's right
It's
here. See, there's
not.
percentages.
Oh no. You're trying to pretend it's like stats and stuff like that. No, it's I'm just pretending it's science, but you're just never going you're never going to give a game a 20, and that derails the entire basis of our relative scoring system.
It doesn't. We haven't even played any of my favorite games yet.
True, but that doesn't mean you'll probably still give them all like 15 and be like, yeah, this is my favorite game, but it's just Quest 64, so it can't get any better. So, 12.
Maybe I'll give it 64.
You should give all the games should be rated 64 out of
Why didn't
100.
we do them 64? Why didn't we do everything out of 64?
Because I don't know how to divide that into five categories.
No, every category gets out of 64.
Oh, God, that would have been terrible.
It would have
Sometimes I
been
even.
a lot better variety of numbers. I feel like I've been giving games the same 20 numbers for the last, I don't know, year and
Well, the only reason we gave 20 as the number is because I needed to find a way to stop you from giving half points. And this was the only way I could make that happen.
I guess. This is a really good in-depth analysis into the thought
Yep.
process that went behind this podcast.
This is now a meta podcast about this podcast. We're reviewing our podcast in this podcast.
Think we're doing all right. Oh, one other thing. I usually do speed runs in this section.
Okay.
I don't have an official speed run time, but one time I did score a goal 3 seconds into the game, so I'm gonna put myself in the running.
Nice. So yeah, what is the fastest you could score a goal in this game just based off of face off? Well, I guess you'd start from the clock start. 3 seconds is pretty quick.
Three seconds of clock time on the game, which bothers to sometimes go to hundredths, which I don't understand, but more power to you for accuracy. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I didn't pay attention to what I set the actual time at, but I think I'm playing like full on like 10 minute period
Yes.
games.
That's
So
the default is 10 instead of what 5 is usually a sim or a game, video game, I guess.
as I say, most of the time the arcade setting is like 10 minutes is the time of the entire fucking game, like
Yeah.
10 real time minutes. Accelerate the clock. But yeah. Well, this is all not related to replay value at all, so.
Yes, it is, because how long are you going to play a game? You don't want to play 30 in-game minutes. You'd rather play 15 in-game minutes if you're going to play this game for the rest of your life.
No, if I'm doing stat tracking and I want accurate stats, I have to play a full game. It's the only way to get accurate stats.
Okay.
Which never actually works out because then I usually end up going way over realistic shot totals. But the only way you can get like realistic check number totals is by playing a full game. So hockey has a weird problem that you can't play it in a simulation style and have accurate stats. You either have to play a shortened game and have some stats not be realistic in its numbers, or you have to play, the full on fucking game and then have some numbers just get way overblown where you're like breaking NHL career records in a single season. So there's no in between. Yep.
Yep.
All right, next category is the aesthetics. I gave the aesthetic value on this game an 8 out of 20.
We have a 6 out of 20, 35%.
So the biggest, I think, drawback for me on this game, and it's going to be something that kind of is prevalent across the board on old sports games, is that it's just the graphics just aren't great. It's just not, it doesn't look, the player models don't look good. Now they're animated well. This game had I think better animation than NHL 99 did. But I mean, it's all blocky looking. I mean, the crowd is definitely better on this game. They did a better job with the stadiums on this game, but it's still just a flat, motionless, picture. So it don't look good. There's no play-by-play announcers, so that is a definite downside. I want to say I'm going to call it a downside because hockey play-by-play is usually pretty good, even on older games. But you could look at it as a sign of a blessing because then you don't get the same like banter over and over again, which is also something that seems to happen in hockey games. But yeah, no play by play. The music is boring and not exciting at all. Yeah, I don't have a lot of good to say about the aesthetic features of it. Even the menus weren't as well, I should say they're a little bit easier to navigate than the NHL game was, but they're not as nice looking. This game feels a lot like a port. We'll put it that way. It seems a lot like this was ported directly from PlayStation in a lot of ways, and the looks are definitely part of it.
Audibly, this game has it all. It has crowd noise that's super generic. It has a game completely devoid of in-game commentary, and it has a annoying title screen song that is a direct ripoff of "Are You Ready for This" by 2Unlimited. All they did was change two notes. So instead of do 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 instead of do 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 do. So in case you didn't notice that, it's the same song. They just changed the two end notes to not get copyright infringement.
I knew it sounded familiar, but I didn't catch that. That's pretty funny, actually.
That's my thing for this episode, because you say I always have to have a thing.
Yeah. No, the I will say the crowd noise was interesting because like they would cheer and boo at weird times, and I could never figure out like who they were booing or cheering. Because like, obviously normally if like your star player gets the puck on the away team, you'd expect, the booing. But that's not always what happened. Like I found out that the booing happens a lot more if you scored a goal and you're the away team, and the person who scored the goal gets back on the ice and starts touching the puck. Sometimes you get boos, but that's about the only consistency I could find behind it.
See, I just got a lot of like what you said, where they were just booing and cheering at the same time. I didn't even listen for, I didn't go to the in-depth meta analysis of who was on the ice or any of that stuff. It just seemed like it was just making noise at me. So I'm like, all right, go get it then.
See, I was trying to get as many people on the ice as possible for stats reasons and to keep people fresh because honestly that's a should have put that in the gameplay, but the they do a fatigue really well on this game. Like you can definitely tell a fresh person player from a player that's tired. Like the performance drops off drastically. And they even and this is kind of an aesthetic thing, which I think is actually cool. They actually give you a color-coded name. Like when your player is energy, their name is blue. When they're tired, it's red. Now you'll know right away when they're tired because they certainly won't be performing as well, but It's nice to have that visual indicator too, so you know when it's time to actually do your line changes.
And then you get to sit and watch them because that's the cherry
No,
on the
yeah.
top of this aesthetic Sunday is the
Yeah.
unskippable line changes.
Let's yeah, that's definitely the worst. Like the fact that they went through all that trouble to like have the guys come on and off the ice at, you know, dead plays. I mean, at that point it's like, well, if you're gonna do that, then you better give us a fucking commercial or something. Like, cut to your local like Dodge dealer today and play the same two commercials over and over again like NHL Center Ice does. Or it's not Center Ice when it's on your phone or the
Yeah, you got
online
an
version,
NHL
whatever it's called.
app.
Yeah. NHL Live or whatever it's called, where you can't actually view the local commercials, but sometimes they forget and start playing the local commercial and then have to cut out of the local commercial halfway through.
One other combination gameplay aesthetic thing, much like the line changes, is I figured out because I was jamming on the A button so many times to try to get through the line changes, which never worked, but I kept doing it. Sometimes I'd be already swatting at the puck when we got to the faceoff, and then you get called off. I noticed that you can get called off, keep jamming the A button, get called off, and when you get to the third, a lot of times the first guy gets called back in again.
Oh, they don't give you a penalty. They just
No, they called the other guy back in again. I'm like, all
Oh.
right, bring him back in. Start
Actually,
this over.
this might have been before the delay a game penalty. Actually, I don't even know if the delay a game penalty is still a thing. There was a very annoying 2-minute minor in hockey for a while for face-off infractions that I haven't noticed recently. I don't think anybody's gotten one in my recent memory, so they dropped that rule because of how stupid it was. But yeah, that's funny that you can just foul out your face-off so you get to your original back in. I don't know. I didn't. I was winning about 50% of the face-offs, no matter who it was. So,
Yeah, and they tracked it vividly in front of you.
Yeah,
So,
they were very, very on the ball when it comes to your face-off win percentage. It's a weird thing to be paying attention to. I guess it's because it's hard to tell if you won a face-off sometimes, because sometimes you'll win a face-off and not get the puck. Because
yeah.
hockey be like that sometimes.
Did you have this happen to you where you'd score a goal, but it was when everybody was around the net and you're just like puck jamming and stuff, and you didn't know that you scored a goal, and it took like another like 3 to 5 seconds for your players to start celebrating before you finally realized that the puck had gone in?
Yeah,
Because
I've
there's no
had.
like animation or anything. There's no like fanfare until like your guys start celebrating.
Yeah, they don't have like a goal light and they don't do any sort of like real siren or anything. At least none that I noticed. Yeah, there's definitely some gaps in the graphical part of this that or the presentation part of it that is definitely missing. I mean, well, what do you expect? Keith Tkachuk is on the cover of it. I mean, you're not talking A-listers here. You got a fucking you got a fucking what? Phoenix Coyote on the cover of your game. You're not an A-list.
No, they
But
could
this
have picked a
wasn't
lot of people.
honestly though, this wasn't a bad this wasn't a bad game. And actually well, I think were they yeah, they were Phoenix first. Phoenix was actually halfway decent this year because they also had Hobby Bulin as their goalie. Although I feel like this game deliberately pumped up the Coyotes because of who they had on the cover to make them just a little bit better than they actually ever were.
Yeah, playoffs a few times.
And yeah, they did. And they've had some good players on that team. Most of them came over when they moved to Arizona, but yeah, it's a whole thing. I don't know if that's an aesthetics thing or what the deal is. I'm just talking about it because I want to talk about hockey. So that's what it is. Got anything else to say?
No, I don't. Not
Okay.
about aesthetics, at least. I do have a lot of stuff to say, but never about that. So.
All right. Well, it's value time. I don't know. This game's under $2. Like $1.90 something, maybe. Maybe less, maybe more. I saw it was under $2. I'm like, good, that's what I was looking for. Okay. So, that being said, I gave this game a 14 out of 20 in value.
I gave it a 7 out of 20, so 52.5.
On a game that's under $2, huh? Well, sweet.
Good job, boss.
I mean, it's practically free, guys. It's not necessarily the best hockey game. It's probably one of the cheaper hockey games. This is the best way to play this hockey game, and it is also the cheapest way to play this hockey game because for some reason it is more on PlayStation. So, NHL 90, NHL Breakaway 98, if you want it, buy it on Nintendo 64.
Yeah. It's not a great game, but it's also hella cheap. So, collectors, this is probably a no. Obviously, there's no like alternate cover or plastic or, but casual sports fans, sure, buy it, play it.
Maybe if you're a
Okay.
big Yotes fan, although didn't Shane Doan make a cover once?
Yeah, it was
I
in the
feel like Shane
360
Doan.
era, maybe.
Yeah, I think Shane Doan did too. Man, we've had two fucking Coyotes players on the cover of a goddamn NHL game. And I'm trying to think of a player on Detroit that made it other than Datsyuk in 13, and the only reason he made it because it was 2013. And it made for a very convenient cover.
I don't know. Maybe the
Because,
Genesis era ones.
I mean, maybe, but they didn't really focus on players on the cover.
Well, they were on the cover of the plastic, the clamshell, just not on the actual cartridge, because that was back when the cartridge was different than the clam.
Weird. I do have a promo copy of which one was it? It was the year that Patrick Kane's rape allegation, well, the first rape allegations came up in Buffalo. There was a pro he Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews were slated to be on the cover, and they got kicked off because Patrick Kane's a rapist. Because
Yeah.
Patrick Kane of the Chicago Blackhawks is a rapist. So they kicked him off the cover. And but GameStop had a bunch of like pre-order cases with them on the cover. So I'm like, can you just give me one of those? I just want it for like the collector's sake of it. And they're like, sure. So I do have a copy of that NHL with Kane and Taze on the cover. And it's a treasure to me as a
I would
reminder.
like it.
It would have been better if the police department didn't totally botch that investigation and he would have been found guilty. But anyway,
Nice
Patrick
to have on
Kane.
your mantle because then you remember not to hit
Right.
cabbies when you don't pay for your cab fare and
Yeah.
stuff too.
Or
Just
to,
be a normal human.
go to like as a professional athlete well into your 20s, go to college like sorority parties and try to choke a girl out
Yep.
because you're a piece of shit, Patrick Kane.
Rapist.
Patrick Kane is the reason why I hate Chicago so much. Not the team. I hate the team because of the implications, but I hate the city because of the implications of Patrick Kane.
Being a rapist and a cabbie
Yeah.
beater and a piece of shit, yeah.
That and the fact that all their fans, still wear the sweaters, and you know that's part of why. 'Cause they're into that type of shit.
It's the implication.
Implications.
So another part of the value I did want to talk about is that we did highlight how cheap this game is, and it is very cheap. And it brings up a fun little parallel universe thing that we're going through with COVID, where all the games are going up for the reason that, you know, people have money and they're sitting at home playing games and stuff. But when you're talking about mainline sports games from this era, they have plummeted. This was like a $3 to $5 game forever until mid-2020 when all this was happening. Now all these games are a dollar something. All of them.
Interesting. I don't know. I mean, they don't deserve to be worth, like, or to have more value attributed to them because, you know, they're very common and woefully outdated in a lot of ways, the least of which is roster.
But it's more like, it's just because so many of it's being sold, though. Like, on a normal week pre-COVID, you know, maybe one of these sells a week anywhere because nobody wants them.
Mm-hmm.
So at $5, one of them selling a week isn't a big, like, blip on the radar. But when you have a week where tons of them are selling and they're all selling at a buck or two, that drops the overall average from the last 10 years down into the gutter.
Sweet. Well, that's your sports game and financial advice is I guess
buy
it's a
now.
buyer's market for old sports games.
Yep.
Didn't you sell like an old college game for 360 for like $80?
Like $180.
Holy shit. That's crazy.
Yeah, but that's, I sold that because it's going to drop in value. So it was NCAA 15 because that was the last college football game. Everybody wants it because it's still being supported roster wise. People are still like updating the rosters every single year.
Amazing.
So it sells for a lot. Like loose copies for PS3 and Xbox 360 are like $100 and then complete copies for more. But now it's calming down because EA announced they're going to do another college football game. So
sweet.
Yep.
So well, that's all the scores.
Yeah. So I gave it a 43%. You gave it a 65%. So we gave it a 54%.
It's in the middle.
Looking back, NHL 99, which now we can compare games because we do that because we do so many games because we're playing them all. I scored that game higher. You scored this game higher, which jives with our review. And that got a 53. So this is one better. One better.
You know, playing it, I just liked the way this game handled better. And I think it all had to do with like the momentum based checking. I think that a lot of it had to do with that. So all things considered, you put these two games side by side, the physics engine feels better on this one. Neither of them are particularly good looking games. Neither of them have all the depth you want out of a sports game, but the pieces are there where you can kind of start to see where hockey games were going.
What other thing do we do? Oh, yeah. Everybody else's scores. Gamer rankings, 78% on this. EGM, 7.25. Game Informer, 8.25. IGN, 7.4. The lowest one I could find was N64 Magazine, gave it 62%.
And let's be real, those people don't like sports anyway.
No. That's true.
So for a debut franchise, it didn't do too bad.
No. Back in the day when you could compete for licenses, it was nice to have a few different choices for every single sports game every single year because you could pick your favorite.
Hockey had a good run for a while. They went longer than football did in terms of having a 2K franchise, but honestly, the EA franchise kind of ran away with it. So,
but unlike football, the EA one's not bad.
Like, no, right. Madden, like the EA Madden's games were
fine,
actually good,
but not as good as 2K.
Well, right. 2K was better in lots of different ways. 2K5 is still the best football game to ever been released.
You're just talking like straight football game.
In terms of the entire package, yes.
I don't think you'd get a ton of argument.
2K5 is a it was a, you know, a good core game, but it also had the best like off-season career type stuff too, and like it's weird seeing how good the basketball games have gotten in terms of like incorporating like an actual story-based like career, and football, like every once in a while you'll get to like maybe answer a reporter's question that has no bearing on what happens on the field. Or you can like demand a trade, and that's about as far in depth as you can get in a Madden career.
I mean, I don't want to say that they're playing to their audience, but I mean, I'm not gonna also say that anybody who plays Madden at a higher than normal clip to other video games is also out there solving complex algebraic equations or anything like that. So.
Well, that's why they can't ever change the game, because if you change something in the game, it's not good anymore.
Yeah.
It breaks the meta, because apparently sports games can have a meta. Dumb.
All right.
What's our game next week?
Number 165, Army Men Air Combat.
Oh, there are some good Army Men games. I wonder if this is one of them.
I have not played this one. I hope it plays like one of the Strike games, is what I'm hoping. Like Desert Strike, Nuclear Strike.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Those are not Army Men games, but I know those
No.
games. Those are some of my favorites. I hope it plays like that, but who knows? It'll probably play like dog shit, and we'll have to give it a 40 out of 100 points or something, because it'll
Think
be
we
cheap
do.
or something.
I don't think it'll be cheap.
Oh God. Terrifying.
This one's got a like a Shopko sticker on the front, like where they just, you know, whatever, man. Like it's just one of those like generic retail price stickers from the 90s, like from a sticker gun, and it's $9.99 on here, so I can only imagine what it is now.
Sweet.
It's a beat up copy.
Well, speaking of beating things up, guess what time it is, Mike?
Is it time for your power trip?
It's power trip time. Okay, power trip is 30 seconds for the higher reviewer to talk about whatever they want. And this week it was me, two in a row. This is a very mic-heavy season so far, so it's good that things are getting back to normal, and I'm winning more.
Yeah, winning.
Well, I'd actually much rather announce our sponsor, but that's your job this week. So, who is our sponsor?
Well, this week's very corporate sponsor is Big Titty Anime Bullshit Music. So the big anime wants you to know that it doesn't matter that where you are. As soon as you hear it, you know you're going to see somebody doing the peace eye or T posing or whatever. So go get involved in that because that's what they want. They want you to go look at them doing their stuff in public. Big Anime also wants you to know that they try very hard to keep their music up to date and hip, and they don't need you practicing mastering the blade or losing any fingers while listening to their music. They would much rather you make TikToks and do face paint and other things while listening to it. So Big Anime, Big Titty Anime Bullshit Music from Big Anime Corp. Do more current stuff and less old anime stuff.
I don't know what the message here is. It seems as though you've framed this advertisement as a war on J-pop and K-pop, and that is a battle we don't want to get in.
Just reading it, reading the email as it's sent, so you know.
What? Oh, yeah.
From Big
Yes.
Anime.
Well, in other big titty anime news, the Jets did in fact complete their comeback and beat the Oilers in overtime to take a commanding 3-0 lead on this series. And suck a dick, Ken Holland. You should have started the rebuild 10 years ago, and we'd be in the playoffs again.
Probably true. Now we get the CVY rebuild instead.
Right, so it'll be good, but
yeah.
you know. Oh fuck! I don't. Yeah, the power trip. That's the thing. Still got to do that
Because you won.
because
So
I
I
won.
feel like the winner after the sponsor came through. So.
It's all about how you feel. I don't know, you gonna count it down or something?
Yeah, we'll do that. Three, two,
Okay, so apparently you can actually just no, hold on. I'm not gonna do that. I just realized that would be a bad idea. This is all part of the power trap.
Yep.
Have you ever like sat there and thought about like the shit you do in a day, like what that would look like to like an alien? Like, why do you do the shit you do? Because that's kind of fucked up. Like, none of the shit I do in a day is important, like at a survival level, but I do it every day anyway for money so I can
That's
eat.
it. That's it now. I give you a couple extra seconds.
No, I was going to do something else and then realize that you've said my name, first and last name, multiple times on this podcast, and it's public. So I didn't do my other thing.
Well, your first and last name is also on every site
Episode
that,
on
yeah,
Spotify. Yeah, I
at
know.
all over the place.
It's unavoidable. It is literally unavoidable. You just kind of hope. I mean, that's where our Finnish listeners come from.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have no content for Finnish listeners. I got nothing but except the family name. So I feel bad for the non-English speaking Finnish listeners who come to our podcast thinking, ah, one of my countrymen has made a game podcast about video games, only to find out that no, it's just some American from the Midwest where all of the immigrants from Finland settled.
I like the potential that your podcast was going to go in a way where you were going to say something about HR or something like that, and instead you didn't. In my head, that's
No,
where it went.
I just want to say that marijuana still hasn't been legalized in Wisconsin, but you can grow hemp and you can take extracts out of hemp, and it's the funniest fucking thing in the world because you can get totally fucking blazed on some of that shit. Not the CBD, but like the other stuff. The technology has surpassed the legislation, and it's fantastic.
That's good. See that you can say that. That's
Yeah,
all
I
that's
can say
fine.
that. I can say that. I mean, I would never do that because
No.
then you'd have to get drug tested and stuff, and nobody wants to get drug tested for anything. But the fact that it's 100% legal is pretty sweet. Buy stuff at a
I
store.
like the implication that maybe like somebody from either the companies that we work for or places that we work for would ever try to come like find us on social media. Like if
No,
they found
I've.
my social media account, like my Facebook account, like what would they garner from that? Like what are you gonna get from my Facebook? Like
As somebody who has spoken to HR about my Facebook account in the past, yeah. Yep. Not that my Facebook account is controversial. It's just y'all aren't ready to get rid of capitalism by any means necessary. And sometimes I have to tell you that. Also, I love hockey more than you love your children, which was a very popular Facebook post for me.
That was good for you. That got you lots of interaction.
Yeah. I lost a lot of cousins on that one.
Because they realized that you liked hockey more. It was clear
Well,
that they
right.
just couldn't be in the competition.
Like they could not prove it in either like commitment or dollar amount that they like their kids more than I like hockey. And I don't even get a tax break for it. So, I mean, it all is what it is. This episode is going to be weird because we talked a lot about a sports game. Normally, the review part is really quick. This game did not do that because I just want to talk about hockey.
Yeah, it's a sport we like. The last hockey game went long too.
Yeah. I don't know. Hockey games are some of the best sports games. I mean, I got into hockey because of the video games, not vice versa. So,
Yeah, it wasn't on TV when we were kids. Not until mid to late 90s did it actually get like even the Stanley Cup even get mainstream play in the USA at least.
well, I mean, that was back when like WGN could be accessed and you could see some hockey.
I
And
live in the country. Until we had DirecTV, I could barely get our satellite to get any of that channel in. So.
Yeah. But no, yeah, it was hard. I mean, otherwise it was like what on it was on ESPN for a while and yeah.
We got the Olympics on ABC.
The Olympics is always good. It's weird that like hockey is part of the Olympics though. There's so many like international hockey like tournaments and stuff. Like the IIHF Worlds is going on now and Canada has one goal in two games,
That is their
which
goal,
is
one goal.
which is just delicious.
Just terrific.
I mean, a lot of it has to do with travel restrictions. A lot of players weren't able to make the trip or decided not to make the trip because of travel. Because COVID, but if COVID causes Canada to not even medal at Hockey Worlds, then I am a happy guy. Just because, I mean, come on, you don't deserve it. The NHL is already giving like the Maple Leafs a free pass to the Stanley Cup Finals, and they're probably not even going to make it.
Because they
So,
suck.
I know it probably is bad to come off as anti-Canada in a hockey episode, but that's just not it's not my team. Don't worry, I'm not Team USA either. So your quote unquote rivals, I don't like them either.
I think I picked the Czechs in blood hockey, which is the game I'm playing the most right now. Of hockey games, at least.
Oh, blood hockey's good. I saw NHL 21 is on the
Game
EA
Pass.
game, so I was like, oh, I should play that, and I haven't yet. I still own 20. I was actually gonna go trade it in. They were gonna give me like $2 for it. So I'm like, no, I'm not gonna give you $2 or let you give me $2 for this hockey game when I could get NHL Breakaway 98 for $2.
I would give you five, Alvin, if that makes you feel any better. Any game you want to get rid of, I'll just give you $5.
You give me $5 for NHL 20. Complete inbox.
Where am I going to find it used for $5? Nobody's buying that.
Well,
So then, me get another copy of it. I have to go to a pawn shop or something.
that's true if you wanted to catch them all.
I don't know
You
if
know what
that's my
game?
thing yet, but
Well, the only game, and the funny thing is, because it's not impossible to find and it's not even that expensive, the only game that I need to really buy right now is Ace Combat 3. And then I can finally say that I have collected all of the canonical Ace Combat games, but 3 is still elusive to me. I keep waiting to see it somewhere and I never do.
Well, you might see it this upcoming weekend.
Why is that?
I don't know. Could be in one of the 80 boxes of video games if you want to come hang out and help me move.
Oh. Wait, no, I know for a fact you don't have it because this is not the first time we brought it up.
Oh, did we
I
talk
brought it
about
up.
it before?
Yes, because I was, you actually were like, oh, I got a copy of Air Combat. And I'm like, I don't know if I have Air Combat, but I did have Air Combat. And then I bought another copy of Air Combat because Air Combat is cheap. So I had multiple.
I just bought some weird PlayStation 4 Air Combat type thing that made me think of you. I pretty much exclusively buy Dogfight and other Air Combat style games with you in mind, though.
It's good. I like the genre. Well, I like the series. Oh my God, I just realized I can get Flight Simulator for Xbox. I could fulfill my dream of being an air traffic controller.
And then you can take the Thrustmaster flight stick that I bought for you and threw into a box, never to be seen again with you, and use that. So, because
Oh.
that's Xbox.
Well, if it plugs into the Series X, I'm game.
Well, it's OG Xbox, but once you pull that little OG connector off, it becomes USB Xbox, which works on the 360. So you can just see how far the compatibility goes, I guess.
Dope. That'd be sick.
Gotta have that flight stick.
Man, that's exciting. I don't need another game.
Yeah, I don't either. I have at least 10 Switch games that still have the plastic on them that I bought with the intention of making sure I had games in case I didn't have internet for a little while.
You know what game I bought or I downloaded recently because it's on Game Pass? SnowRunner.
Oh, the truck game?
Yeah,
Yeah.
the get stuck in the mud simulator. That's
Yeah.
literally what the game is. It's literally you getting your truck into a place where you can't get out, and then you either have to try and winch it out or get a bigger truck to come pull you out. But it's got four player co-op, and I really want to find a bunch of people that are just like, hey man, want to go get your truck stuck in the mud? And I'd be like, fuck yeah, let's do this. And we just go do that. We could form a convoy.
I like the idea of it. I looked at it at Best Buy yesterday when we were there,
Dude, it's on
and it
Game
was,
Pass.
well, no, for a Switch.
Oh, what?
It was, yeah, it's like $24.99 physical on Switch, so I
Snow
almost bought
Runner.
it. Yeah, it's got the big truck on the front with the pipes in the back, and it's driving through mud and snow and shit.
That's on fucking Switch?
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be as good on Switch as it is on the other consoles, but I
Well,
just.
you could go out and physically get stuck in the mud in real life while playing a game about getting stuck in the mud because you'd have it portable.
Like some of the trials in that game, like it's not it's like it's one of those games that is just frustrating, but you can't stop. Like the game when you're sitting in the kettle and you got the pickaxe and you're climbing on the mountains. I don't remember the name of these.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Well, every game that came out of the co-op genre of games of terrible graphics, frustrating gameplay, and an online following.
Yeah, but this game has good graphics, licensed trucks, and frustrating gameplay with realistic
Which will have an
physics,
online following.
and has an online following.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be a professional get your truck stuck in the mud player. Like, that's what I want to do. I almost forgot about this because I started playing Mass Effect again, and I should have just been playing SnowRunner all day. It's weird because nobody on all the mods that I saw, nobody did any of the trucks that my company builds. And I was sad because I'm like, well, that's kind of what we do. How are none of our trucks on here? And nobody's, because you can download mods on Xbox too.
Yeah.
But I think people are trying to avoid licensed names on trucks because they don't have, like, the game has licensed trucks, but they don't have, the mods don't have licensed names.
Just waiting for that HVAC or that Pierce fire truck, or
Yeah, they don't have fire trucks, but that'd be fun. Yeah.
good times. Good times getting trucks stuck in the mud. Now I'm gonna
Yep.
probably want to play
Hey,
it.
you should. You should honestly at least give it a shot because it's one of those games that is like deceptively either like you'd be like, I know how I've driven a car before, I know how things work, right? But then you realize that it's like, oh, I really don't know how trucks work and I don't know what I'm doing. But you got a winch that you can just snap out of things and it's great. Like one of the trials at the beginning.
I'm imagining like Just Cause, where you're in the truck and you just throw the winch at something and then pull
No,
yourself out.
that's literally what it's like. Like it snaps automatically. You don't have to get out of the truck to do it. And then you can drag yourself up. But if the truck like
Nice.
tips upside down, like the engine stalls, so you can't use the motor while it's doing that, you have to like find a way to winch yourself back over so you can start the motor so you can finish winching yourself. It's great.
Boy, that does sound like a truck stock simulator. I
It
thought you
is
were
a
like being
no.
facetious, but
No, this game is like literally your truck is stuck simulator.
Oh.
It's so
All right.
great.
Probably gonna play it though.
Oh,
I unbox my X, so all I have 64 right now, so I'm pretty limited on what I'm gonna have to play it on.
yeah.
Fuck.
Well, it's free on Game Pass, so don't buy it. Just get it when it comes out.
Well, okay.
Wah, wah. Or get it when your Xbox
Well,
comes out.
yeah.
You know.
I know how it works.
Yep.
All right. Parting thoughts.
I don't know. Truck Stuck Simulator. I don't know what to tell you.
What's your favorite original 151 Pokemon?
I guess Umbreon doesn't really count because that's past 151. If I had to go just the 151, I'm gonna go with Ninetales.
Ninetales, that's not a bad choice. A little out of left field, it's good for you. I could see you do. Number 79, Slowpoke for me.
Slowpoke's a good one too. I mean,
38, by the way.
oh. Wait, what? Oh, you're talking about the Pokemon number. I thought you had like an arbitrary ranking in your head and you just knew all the Pokemon by your rank.
Yeah, no, that's 38 out of 151. Guess what guess my top 10.
That's how you should advertise Pokemon to like the kids now. Just be like, well, the number is just their ranking on how good they are. So obviously, Bulbasaur.
I'm gonna start doing that so hard.
Oh, we got to bring
Yeah,
that to the
Bulbasaur is
Pokemon
the
Go
entire podium.
page. Just be like, oh, they just released the 756th best Pokemon. And you can get it in raids. People are like, what do you mean? Be like, well, the number is how good they are. No, it's not. Be like, yeah, it is.
Graveler's like seven. No,
Yeah.
he's like top three rock. No, he's like 75th best
Yeah.
Pokemon, dude. There's like so many better Pokemon. Just go get a Psyduck or something. Shut the fuck up.
You see the mod symbol by my name? You're in my world. Is what it is.
Yeah, we may mod on a Pokemon Go page too.
And
Catch
local.
us outside catching them all.
Yeah. We get to tell a bunch of old people that no, you can't just share your friend code. Just follow the list of 800 friend codes.
My favorite was when old people were taking screenshots of their QR code and posting them on the page. And you were trying to explain how to turn your phone around real fast so the camera could catch the QR code that was on the front of your phone.
Ah. Love
We are
it.
excellent mods of Facebook pages.
Yeah. Well, I used to spend all day long just deleting people who posted a picture of their friend code. Big one, we can't copy paste it. Two, there's literally a whole list of people just posted in there. Three, fuck you, no one wants to be your friend. Delete.
Yep. I still feel like I'm the sole person who accepts and rejects people to that group, even though I never post them there anymore.
No, I get a lot of them too. I do a lot of them too. I probably hit all the ones
Then
that are like after hours when you're asleep.
we're contributing then.
Yep.
You're welcome, Facebook.
You're welcome, Pokemon Go, Appleton, Nina, Fox Cities, something or other, whatever.
Fox Valley,
Fox
Unity, well, I
Valley.
don't know, whatever.
Fox Valley that can't like decide what Fox Valley actually means.
Because it can't be Oshkosh because they don't want to be part of us.
Yeah, Oshkosh isn't actually part of the Fox Valley, despite the fact that the Fox River runs through
Was not a geographical choice, but a
the
political choice.
city. The geopolitical implications of the Pokemon Go Discord pages is really a heated subject. Fun.
This was a good end. We turned a simple pick your Pokemon into 5 minutes of Fox News level backlash about a nothing burger. So
Don't worry, KFC is coming.
all right. So
We'll
this
get
is the
that.
part where you say good night.
I don't say good night. That's your job because
You just did
no, I did not. I pushed the end button so this can go on as long as you want it to.
Good night.